VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has resigned in protest. Correspondent Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He says what happened with the ceasefire and deal with Hamas is a capitulation to terror. He says there is no other way to explain it. He was referring to a deal Tuesday with Hamas in Gaza for the ceasefire after Hamas fired more than 400 rockets at Israel and Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza in return.
Rather than a ceasefire, Lieberman wanted stronger military action against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the decision to halt the fighting, which took lives on both sides. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line Wednesday with the de facto leader of Myanmar. He told Aung San Suu Kyi that there is no excuse for the tragedy of the Rohingya Muslims.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Pence spoke to Aung San Suu Kyi at the ASEAN conference in Singapore. The United Nations warned Wednesday that days of heavy fighting in parts of central eastern Afghanistan has worsened humanitarian conditions there. It urged warring parties to ensure safe passage for civilians attempting to leave the affected districts. Scores of Afghan security forces and insurgent fighters have been killed, and the conflict has escalated since Saturday. This is VOA News. Diplomatic efforts are underway to bring an end to the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. The city is under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated ahead of proposed peace talks that Sweden is offering. Dozens have been killed in the renewed assault, which began November 1st. The UN Security Council voted Wednesday unanimously to lift sanctions against Eritrea. The sanctions had been in place for more than a decade. They blocked arms sales to and from Eritrea and placed travel restrictions on senior government and military officials. Cameroon's restive English-speaking regions are emptying out after renewed military raids on separatist strongholds left at least 30 people dead in 2 days. The renewed fighting comes barely a week after President Paul Biya, during his inauguration ceremony, warned rebels to drop their guns or be killed. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from the capital of Yaounde, where thousands of fleeing civilians are now arriving.
Some political leaders have called on Biya to initiate dialogue with the separatists. But Biya, who has ruled Cameroon for 36 years, has refused any talks on Cameroon becoming a divided state. Cameroon, a former French colony, has been troubled by unrest since separatists in two English-speaking regions in 2016 said they wished to form a new country. Biya declared war on them, calling them terrorists for attacks that killed government troops.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis traveled to Texas Wednesday to see the thousands of troops ordered to the border by President Trump. Mattis says he is briefed on the situation every day.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the costs. I'll visit the border tomorrow.
Thousands of Central American migrants are still on the move through Mexico, headed toward the border. President Trump made the refugee caravan a focal point of his midterm election campaigning, referring to it as an invasion force. Neither he nor his supporters have spoken about it very much since the election. The death toll from the devastating wildfires in California stands now at 50, most of them in the northern part of the state, but 200 or more people are unaccounted for, and thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed by the fires. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.